Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Opinionated.
I do like crushed haddock.
And passionate.
I took a piece of haddock one time and I ran over it with a tire.
More headlines in 30
minutes. It's like a haddock pancake.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand on this Tuesday from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Make sure you go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. That is where you can get our app. You can stream us there. But you can also get the very latest on Boston sports, and that includes takes from Alex Barth on the upcoming NFL draft, but coverage about other things, such as Malcolm Butler being asked about his benching in the Super Bowl when he had his first media availability yesterday. And here's what Malcolm Butler, upon his return to New England, had to say in that session.
No, I ain't got too much to say about that, man. I'm living in the past. Let me say, I'm trying to live in the present. You can't think about the past all the time. So, you know, I move forward from that. I know it'll always be there, but I haven't said anything to anybody about anything. So, man, you're going to have to keep doing your research or whatever you got to do, because I'm here for the Patriots and I'm here to be peaceful.
That is a quote that they think they want to print out on a card and put up on the wall in the locker room. I haven't said anything about anything to anybody. Yep. I'm here to be peaceful with the Patriots. That's what they want every player to say. Malcolm Butler back with the Patriots, yeah. And not going
to
go there.
I haven't said
anything to anybody.
They wish that's how I behaved, for sure. Don't say anything. Can I just say, I think what Malcolm Butler just said is what he just said, that he hasn't said anything, is the reason he is now on this team.
Yeah.
I think it's a reward. That's how Bill rewards people. You know, and people will laugh at me.
Dangle a little carrot there for Malcolm Butler.
That's right. What the Patriots do. You said you wouldn't say anything. Here you go. Here's a reward. Shaq Mason. We'll trade Shaq Mason to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I talked to Tom after the Tampa Bay game. Haven't heard any issues with Tom ever since we had that discussion after the fourth game here in Foxborough last year. I'm going to reward Tom here. Boom. Here's Shaq Mason for a fifth rounder. If you don't think that's how Bill Belichick operates, you don't get it. But trust me, that is exactly how they operate. Is you get rewards for not saying things, saying any bad things about the Patriots. If they have a discussion with you and you live up to whatever you guys agree to, and that you won't have any more problems, you will get rewarded some way. And that's a big reason Malcolm Butler's here, is he's being rewarded for not saying exactly what happened in that Super Bowl for his
It's like a little dog treat.
That's, you know, what it is.
The bag of bits for your dog.
Yep.
Here, come here. Come here, puppy. You know, sit. Be a good boy.
It happened. That's how they do it, man. I'm telling you, that's how they do it. So that's a big reason he is here.
He didn't
say a damn thing.
Not going to say a word about any of it. He didn't burn his bridges, he said, when he left. And he's not speaking about that because he's trying to live in the present. You think he's got anything left in the tank?
You know what? I think he possibly could. I really do. I mean, he's only 2 years removed from having a really good season. I can't believe he had over 100 tackles there. This is 2020 with the Titans. Last year, I don't know what happened, right? They said he didn't play last year with the Cardinals for personal reasons. taking 1 year off in the NFL, you see guys come back and play, I don't know, maybe at the highest levels, but 1 year, I'm not concerned about. If you're out of the game for multiple years, then it's much, much harder to come back and play. Look, there's familiarity with the system here, and I think part of it is because of Bills has inexperience on that side of the ball. I think from a coaching standpoint, you want to bring in guys that have knowledge of the system that won't give the coaches any problems, and that's where Malcolm Butler fits perfectly, I think. And if he's anything close to what he was in 2020, I don't think it's a bad pickup.
617-779-0985. Steven Danvers up next. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Ted, I'm a big fan, and I was just wondering why you never got into coaching. I think you'd make a good coach like Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I get asked that all the time. It's right now, so my kids are still in high school. Look, if you go into coaching, you're never around your family. So I was in Houston for many, many years up until 4 years ago. I moved back, and I was away from my kids. For me, it's just I want to be available to my kids all the time for at least I got 2 more years. My son will graduate in a couple of years. Maybe I'd entertain it, but right now coaching for me is off the table just because of the time constraints and the demand. So I won't get into coaching for that reason. And I'll be honest. Knowing what I know about I love the NFL, love everything football has given to me. It saved my life in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of things I know about how it works. There's a lot of things that go on that I don't agree with. And so if I'm a coach, I'm complicit in that. I'm basically saying it's okay. And so I have, since my post-career with the Patriots, I've kind of been the other guy. I'm trying to educate people on concussions. And, I hold the NFL accountable for that stuff. And so it's hard for me to go into coaching knowing what I know. So that's the best kind of answer I can give you on that.
Let's go to, let's see. Rick and Woburn had something on Kyrie from earlier. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, what's up? I know. Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Ashley, I was going to say, is Ted still there?
I'm here. What's up, man?
What's up, man? I was going to talk about Kyrie too, but I was a caller like a long time ago. Like, I called you out about Wilforce White and stuff. I'm sorry about that. You know, I kind of put you on the spot, but
all right, what do you got on Kyrie? What do you got on Kyrie this week?
I know the plant. The Earth is flat.
Did T-Bone? Did you hang up on him, or he hang up on himself? Oh my god, that was painful. Devin's in Taunton. Hi, Devin.
Hey, guys. Hey, I think the Patriots should probably look at Trent McDuffie out of the University of Washington at the cornerback position, and I really think that we could get John Michie in the third and the second round. His kid just reads all Patriots, you know, when you think about John Michie. I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, we've spent some time on him. I'd take him. You know, I think the college connection aspect of this new wave of get the college receiver that matches with the quarterback, I think it's overrated. I think that the reason why you're seeing success with some of those guys is because they're good quarterbacks and
great receivers.
All world talents, yeah.
Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow. Yeah, they're both excellent first-round picks. Yeah. I mean, what the hell did you think?
Jamar Chase on any other team is going to be doing
Jamar Chase? I'll tell you what, give Jamar Chase to the Kansas City Chiefs. See if that works out.
Right. Couldn't agree with you more.
My guess is it will. So I don't think that would be the reason to do it. I think the reason to do it is because I think he would really fit what the Patriots do offensively. But I also don't think that he's the talent that is Jameson Williams, which is not really what the Patriots like to do, but would force them to start going in that direction. Mm-hmm. They only really, had those big, important outside threats when they had Randy Moss. I think Williams would give him another, not saying he's Randy Moss, I'm saying forcing the offense to go that way again, a little more than they like to.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a lot of people, if you could only get one type of receiver, you want the outside big, that guy, or do you want the slot receiver that moves the chains? Give me the slot receiver right now.
Yeah, I just think you can find that without having to get this player.
That's okay. That's all.
But I would take him in a second.
Yep,
think he's legit.
Yep.
These are obviously two of the biggest names at the receiver position in this draft because people are very familiar with both of these players. So I'd be happy with them getting either one of these guys. Great. Wonderful. And if you could do it in the second or third round, Awesome. If you could stay put at your second, your, I don't know what number it is in the second round, but if you could stay there.
54.
And get, if it's 54, you get that player at 54, I'd be happy with that. No complaints. I'm high on drafting offensive players in this draft.
Even though the coaching staff is a little suspect?
Even though the I think it's more because it's suspect. I want there to be a lot of talent on that side of the ball. I want receivers. I want offensive linemen.
Right.
I want offensive players.
Right, because you're worried about the schemes. It's, if you have great players, the schemes don't matter as much.
I need this offense to overcome Joe Judge. Okay?
Fair enough.
I need that. Yeah. And I also need Mac Jones to have every possible piece around him so that at the end of, let's say, the 2023 season, you know exactly what you have in that quarterback.
Yeah.
That there are no question marks about his ability and what he can be. That's what I want to know. I don't think the Patriots are winning the Super Bowl this year.
That's a good bet, I would say. I think that's a solid bet.
Maybe I'll prop swap that. but I think because of that, I think it's not the worst thing. I've come around on this. It's not the worst thing in the world to have a little bit of a longer-term view, even though I think that they need to get competitive soon. But 617-779-0985, your thoughts on the upcoming NFL draft as it relates to the New England Patriots. We're talking about that a little bit. Receivers, corners. Did you watch any USFL, Ted? Did you check it out?
I did. I watched a couple of games for a little bit. I have some thoughts on it.
Good. We'll get to those coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.com.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't feel that the USFL had the best level of buzz that it could have going into week one. But they did play games. And you watched some of them, Ted.
I'd watched a couple of them.
How'd they look?
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Didn't sugarcoat it. Yeah.
You know,
let me get right to the heart of the matter here.
Not good.
Wasn't good.
It wasn't good. I mean, look, it's football, but it was depressing. I mean, honestly, it was depressing because in part of the problem was you look at the attendance. So it was like over 2 days, and I think all the games are going to be played in one place from now on. But I think the kickoff weekend for USFL, they played it in multiple cities. The attendance was horrible. I mean, there was nobody in the stands. And so from a visual standpoint, it looked really bad. All right. So there's that. The fact that they were they're promoting that Mike Riley, the head coach of, I don't know, there's eight teams. I don't know what team he coached for. That, you know, a former head coach in the NFL was like a big deal to them. All right.
I'm watching some highlights now. You're in our studio.
Okay. So if you watch the games, you would have noticed the audio, you hear the broadcasters talking, but underneath you hear this chattering, kind of people talking. And I thought my window was open. And so where I live, if my window's open, I can hear kind of people down the street.
I don't know, Ted. This looks like a good crowd they had at this game between two teams. I'm unaware
who
they are.
So the first game that they kicked off, they had 17,000 people show up.
It's not bad.
And then after that, it was literally nobody showed up to any of the games. So the game that they're showing by far right now. So underneath the broadcaster's voices was this inaudible kind of just noise. Come to find out, they live mic the coaches. And they don't turn off their mics totally and then go to them when they say something good. It's their constant. So you hear the coaches on both teams talking all the time underneath the broadcasters calling the game. It drove me crazy.
It feels unnecessary.
It's just it's too much. I mean, they interviewed both quarterbacks who nobody's ever heard of before the game, getting their, you know, hey, what do you think about the game? And what do you think about the game? Okay, here we go. Like, dude, it's nobody knows these players. Nobody knows the coaches. The only thing I think they're banking on is that it's a lot of the same teams that were in the USFL. It's the same names, you know, the Houston Gamblers. I don't know, the New Jersey Generals. It's a lot of the same thing, but maybe they're hoping to kind of, because at the time USFL was kind of big. And I remember when I was a kid, I would go to the Houston Gamblers games. My dad had season tickets to the Oilers games. We went to the Houston Gambler games. Jim Kelly was a huge star down there. He was the quarterback of the Houston Gamblers. And there was a time in which the USFL for a period caught the imaginations and people were kind of into it. And I think they're trying to recapture that from 35 years ago. But it was, I don't think it was a good debut. I really don't. It was weird. I don't know. You had Chris Collinsworth's son paired with Jason Garrett. And the pregame show was like them in the booth tossing it to Mike Pereira and talking about, they constantly, the entire 2 days I watched the USFL, are constantly trying to get you up to speed on what the rules are.
I was going to say, are the rules the same or no?
It's like almost 90% of the rules of the NFL with some tweaks with scoring. It's more than a field. You can get more than 1 point after and 2 points. You get 3 points if you, I don't know, throw the ball from 50. So they're constantly explaining the rules. Overtime rules are different. And so there's enough rule changes that they constantly are basically talking about the rules as well in the broadcast too. But the fact that you just don't know any of these players. And you know they're all not good enough to make it in the NFL. And so that's going to maybe make you a little biased when you're watching it as well. So
here's what I would say is good about the spring leagues, and I don't think any of them are ever going to make it as a consumer product. They're not going to be successful commercially, mm-mm, on TV, getting people to watch or attend. But the NFL should have an interest in having a secondary league like this to develop players for their own self-interests, which is, yeah, there's guys who are sort of fringe roster players that we'd like for a way to them to play and get better and potentially become a lock on a roster in the NFL. Sort of what NFL Europe did for the league, right?
Yep.
Not a competitor, but a developmental league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The NBA has one. The NHL has one. Major League Baseball. Every other pro sport has that. The NFL does not. They have college.
They do. It's college football.
No, right? but in the sense that your career is not over at the age of 22, 23. Like, you still have an opportunity to get better coaching and potentially go from a guy who has raw talent to a guy who's ready to actually contribute meaningful snaps on an NFL team.
And the system they have in place, really, it's the practice squad. So it's what, 15 players each team that has, I think, kind of those guys you're
describing. But it doesn't give those players real live action, whereas this can give them real live action to sort of simulate real gameplay. You don't get that as a practice squad player, right? You get practice. That's it. That never matches what it is, the intensity of playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
So the NFL should be sort of looking to have a league like this.
And maybe supporting it.
Support it. Partner with it.
Partner with it,
You know, have it be a spring league that plays with, you know, however many teams you want to finally, because I think this is going to flame out like every other spring league.
If they did what you're saying, I think it's a good idea. Is the NFL gets involved and it's a way for players that maybe aren't in college playing, they can go play here. The NFL is backing it. I think more people would watch. You know why? Because people are going, okay, these guys are trying to make it to the NFL.
Well, yeah, you know what the other thing is? You could have guys who are on, like, future, you know, either practice squad deals or futures contracts with NFL teams, and you could be like, you know, you could even put a logo on, can all wear the same uniform, but then have a patch where it's your team that you're currently signed to. So a Patriots fan could watch and say, oh, that guy's, you know, he's a Patriot, actually. You could sort of draw in looking for your team's guys that are in a particular game, even if you have no idea who the quarterback is or the coach or any of the guys involved.
That, to me, would make all the difference in the world. If I'm watching guys out there that might or they're associated with a team, then I would watch because I'd be curious to see how they develop, how do they play, and how's that going to make my team better.
Right. This ain't going to work.
No.
It's going to fail like all the other leagues. Spring football doesn't work.
3 weeks. Yeah.
3 weeks soon. Are they going to go out as quick as the XFL did the second time around?
Yeah.
Quick failures. Bob is in Stoneham. Hey, Bob.
Hi. Two questions. if you can hear me. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first is there were five players who played not at all, a little. The four were drafted and one was traded for last year. Perkins, Jennings, Wade is the trade, McGrone, and Trey Nixon, the receiver, was came in the sixth or seventh round. I want to know what you guys think of an assessment of those players and what impact they will have on what the Patriots may draft. And also, if they do trade, think of this trade. 21 and 127 to Jacksonville.
Okay.
For 33 and 65, which would give the Patriots 33, 54, 65, and 85.
I don't think you're giving up enough to get that. What was the 33 and 60?
65 is what you get.
I think you'd have to give up more than that number. What is it, 121, he said? Mm. You'd have to give up more than that. There'd be another pick in there. But okay, we'll work with all this. Of the guys that he named.
I heard McGrone.
I heard Ronnie Perkins.
Okay, Ronnie Perkins.
I think this plays together perfectly. We're going to pair those two together.
Yep.
We're going to pair Cameron McGrone, and we're going to pair him with Ronnie Perkins. Those would be guys that were drafted in the third and fifth round last year.
Correct.
McGrone, to me, is important because, well, he's a linebacker. And
inside, too.
Yeah, and if they like him, they could view him as the, you know, the future at the position.
I forget what injury it was, but he missed all season, ACL or something. So he missed. They part of the reason he went, they say, later in the draft was because of the injury he sustained at Michigan. So Cameron McGrone, you know, I feel like there might be something with this kid, like the Cameron McGrone. Like there's, I don't know. I feel like. I think a lot of what the Patriots are doing is banking on a lot of players that Patriots fans have not maybe seen ever play, haven't heard from in a year or two because they are on IR or for whatever reason, that the Patriots are going to rely on guys like Kenny Perkins, Cameron McGrone, you know, maybe an Anthony Jennings, you know, guys that they've drafted that you haven't heard from, maybe actually finally making, you know, producing this year and making an impact this year. And I know the two names, Ronnie Perkins and Cameron McGrone, that I'm kind of the most excited to see what they can do is Cameron McGrone.
By the way, Jeff Howe had a tweet today that Dante Hightower is still figuring out what he wants to do. If he wants to keep playing, he doesn't need spring ball anyway. Could take a while longer. So that's where things stand.
That's interesting.
With Hightower, whether or not he wants to keep playing.
I mean,
I think it comes down to one thing. What's anybody willing to pay it?
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't know. It might not be in Dante's, you know, he might not be able to choose. I mean, I don't know if any teams are calling him or are interested or I don't know.
Yeah.
And it feels the sense is.
He's not taking any visits anywhere. So.
And I'm curious what he would play for. I mean, he made $9.5 million last year. He had one tackle for a loss, 64 tackles, 1.5 sacks. You know, he's going to have to take a big pay cut. And is Dante willing to do that going into what I think is his 10th year? I don't know. He doesn't strike me as a guy that maybe he was willing to, you know, I'll play for a few million bucks or it's incentive laden. You know, I can't see him doing that. So my worry is that this, you know, you're not going to see him play this year.
There's still some names out there in free agency. Jamie Collins still remains unsigned. Trey Flowers, a name that we kicked around quite a bit weeks ago, still unsigned. Yep. Kyle Van Noy, still unsigned. I mean, there are players if they need to bring a guy back. You hearing anything on Van Noy? You think?
I haven't. I thought he was his production, his play last year was wildly overrated. A lot of people think he had a good year. I thought he was. I didn't think he did much of anything last year. I really didn't. I didn't see him make much of anything.
Linebacker on linebacker,
right? I'll give guys the credit. Last year I did not see. So I thought that was a smart move.
Which linebacker did you think played well last year? It was
in that Bills game. It was sort of playoff game.
I mean, it's sort of a problem. It was a problem position.
It was. I mean, look, I'm kind of bullish on Juwan Bentley, but I know what his limitations are. I think he's a good. Complimentary depth piece.
McConaughey's headlines get you caught up here. We have one more segment talking some football, talking about Kyrie today. Maybe a couple Red Sox thoughts in there, if you don't mind. We haven't done that at any point today, McCone. we will get to today's takeaways coming up in just 20 minutes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.140 here on Zolak and Bertrand, 617-779-0985. The Red Sox are about to begin a very important series with the Blue Jays. I'm calling them all important, Milliken. I'm calling every American League East series important. The ones with the Blue Jays feel especially important. Can they hang?
Orioles?
I'll even call those important if I have to. But the Blue Jays and the Yankees and the Rays are all important series. And the Red Sox, when they go to Toronto eventually, will have missing players. But before we even, you know, look ahead to going to Toronto, just this week here against Toronto, do we have to keep our fingers crossed that the COVID has not spread beyond Kevin Plawecki and two staffers?
From what has been out there, it looks like it has spread. Because you had, they called up Ronaldo Hernandez already. Connor Wong was already up here. So that doesn't look good for Christian Vasquez either. And the word is that there's going to be some more today.
Oh, boy. What's the rumor mill saying?
It's not good.
Do you have inside Red Sox sources, Milliken?
I've spoken with people.
I've spoken with people, he says. okay, give me a number. How many more players?
Not a good number.
You can't just say not a good number. You got to give us a ballpark.
I don't have an exact number.
3 to 5?
Crooked number.
One or two, 3 to 5, 7 to 9? What are we looking at?
As we spoke on the Carrabas pod yesterday, which is out now.
Oh, okay. Can you share what you said on the Carrabas pod, or is there limitations?
Well, it's out, so I don't mind saying it, but the way, and it probably a little bit exaggerated, half the team.
Wait, what?
It's apparently bad. It's not good. I don't think it's half the team, but the way it was phrased was that way.
Okay, it could be half the lineup.
Potentially.
So let's not say half the team. It's not going to be, you know, 12 guys, but it could be 4.
That was the language communicated.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, no.
Not ideal.
Just so we're clear, that's the number estimated of guys that might miss because they are currently having COVID issues.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
A lot of people are getting it confused. They're in Boston for the series with the Blue Jays. Next week, they go to Toronto.
Didn't I just say that? I said, we're not going to look ahead. Here.
Right.
We've gotten two or three calls already today, people thinking.
I know. There's multiple Toronto series that are around the corner.
Yep.
I thought with the call-up yesterday, it might be, and this is wishful thinking, Milliken, it might be that they are preparing to be without someone in Toronto from a catching perspective, but then I remember, didn't Vasquez do a PSA, like a commercial for being vaccinated?
Yeah, I think you're right.
So then, I'm like, that's probably not the case. Like, that's probably not it. He probably has COVID. So now we'll just wait and see what the deal is. And so COVID protocols in MLB are 5 days, right?
Yes. Vaccinated or unvaccinated, it's 5 days. You just need 2 negative PCR tests.
So you could still, but after 5 days, negative or not, you're back, right? Isn't that the updated protocol?
I believe you have to test negative.
Oh.
Jaron Duran just missed 9 days or 9 games down in Worcester.
Let me read again. I read this is from back in March. This is a month ago. MLB and the Players Association finalized their COVID protocols, easing pandemic restrictions. Oh, sorry. The 5 days was 5 days after reaching a CBA. I thought it was 5 days no matter what now. Thought it was, thought that's what it was for all of us in this world. 5 days, you're good. Well, that's not good. Not loving that. Not loving that at all.
No.
So COVID's making a comeback in sports, and according to Milliken and his inside sources, rumors say it could be half the team. That seems dramatic. That seems like a high number.
No, I don't think it'll be half the team, but the player that spoke about it used that termage.
Milliken's rumor mill. Oof. It's not good.
Three games against Toronto, three games against Tampa, and then four games against Toronto. So, yikes.
Oh, it happens at a great time.
Yeah, the next two weeks.
Yeah, no, wonderful. Wonderful. Dropping like flies, apparently. Not great. Not great. All right. Well, we'll stand by and wait for the news this afternoon.
A few of the beat reporters as well have tweeted out to expect moves to be coming. So that also paints the picture.
All right. Well, the Woo Sox will take on the Blue Jays tonight at Fenway Park.
Pillage my first place Woo Sox. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sorry, McCone. Yeah. Joey's in Kingston. What's up, Joey?
Hey, guys. Hey, B, I apologize. I might be a little repetitive with some stuff from last week. But anyways, two things, Teddy. Number one, 25 years ago yesterday, I was reminded that I walked into a bar not too far from the finish line, and I thought I was about to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. But anyways, Teddy, what you said earlier about Parcells.
Compared to worse, yep. Uh-huh.
No. That's a compliment.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate now, it. Thank
well,
you.
I met you, and you're a cool guy, so it worked out well.
Awesome.
But anyways, to go back to what you said, Parcells, earlier, not making the Hall of Fame, I mean, he was a big part of the beginning of the dynasty that started here. I mean, when he first came here, he was the coach, it was so much optimism. You know, we're going to have a winning team. Season tickets were selling like crazy. He took us to a Super Bowl, you know, you also. But another big thing, and I mentioned this last week, Parcells was, key in putting his differences aside with Kraft and Belichick and making, you know, Belichick be the coach here, which is, you know, the dynasty began. So, I want your take on this, and I love this because he was your coach. A quote from the dynasty. Parcell says, "Football is not for well-adjusted people. It's only for maladjusted sons of bitches like us." What's your take on that?
I think you missed earlier in the show, Joey, without even knowing that quote. Ted said that.
Love him.
Right? Coaches are not exactly like the most.
Yeah.
I think you said that exact phrase.
I have said that. Yeah. People ask me about getting into coaching. Like, yeah. Look, and I love the style of Bill Parcells. So, like, people, yeah, this idea that Bill Parcells treated his players poorly, because I've heard people say that when it goes, you know, especially Terry Glenn. He was just trying to get the best out of Terry Glenn. Terry Glenn did not take that comment personal. I mean, Terry Glenn had his best year ever as a pro when he had 90 catches the year that Bill Parcells called him cheap. Players, I mean, love him. I mean, in the one-liners, he kept it loose. He was tough, but if you were a quote-unquote Parcells guy, you love the guy. So I have nothing but – and I tend to agree with the caller. I think you can't tell the story of the Patriots dynasty without Bill Parcells in it.
No, I would also say Bill Parcells has admitted that he – did not handle his time and relationship with the Crafts the best way that he could have. Mm-hmm. But I would also say that even with that being the case, and they had their differences, both sides, him being here provided a bit of a softer landing for a first-time NFL owner.
Oh, absolutely.
To come in and have a guy who was well-established and had Super Bowl rings and was running the football team at that point, there was credibility to it. There was establishment to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine inheriting that versus inheriting a team that had a, you know, horrible record.
Correct.
And just go back a couple of years before, right? Two-win season and a, you know, no real direction. That's a lot harder to focus on and fix walking through the door.
I give Robert Kraft so much credit, but when it comes to the coaches he's hired. Look, Pete Carroll, at the end of the day, Pete Carroll will love the fact that he never had a losing record here. But let's face it, it didn't work out at the end. But, you know, Robert Kraft has been excellent as far as kind of identifying coaches. And you're right, bringing in Parcells was massive for this franchise. But you know what's an interesting thing, too? It's there's a little bit of luck. Robert Kraft had a little bit of luck. I'll never forget. I like to tell this story. In 2001, We started the season off 0-2. We were building a new stadium. The new stadium was being built right next
to... Put your hard hat on there, Ted.
Right? We did that old photo shoot.
Break ground.
So they're building a new stadium. We're in a practice facility, in our old practice facility, and the practice fields are kind of where they are now. I remember Robert Kraft comes to walking on the sideline during a practice. We're 0-2. Mr. Kraft, how you doing? Teddy, whew, not good. And he kind of shakes his head and he points to the new stadium being built. We're having a hard time getting people to... sign, was it the PSLs?
No, it was
commit to the.
They didn't have PSLs. They were the red seats. You had 10-year commitments.
10-year commitments. The point is, it wasn't like people in 2001 after the 2000 season, and we start 0-2. Not a lot of people were high on the Patriots at that time, and I just remember that conversation like it was yesterday. Worried about filling the stands. We go on to win the whole thing, and the rest is history. So. Mr. Kraft is a visionary. I think when he traded for Bill Belichick from the Jets, okay, that took a lot of guts. Bringing in Parcells, two great calls, but a lot of luck too.
But he didn't bring in Parcells. Parcells was
here. You're right, he did.
That's what I'm saying. Parcells being here provided that soft landing.
You said that, and you're right. Why do I forget that?
That wasn't his hire.
I always think it was Robert Kraft's hire.
That's all right.
That's on me.
He's had two hires,
but
Pete and Bill. That's right. Now they're the two oldest coaches in the game.
Yeah.
They're still around. They're still in this league. We'll get to today's takeaways next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Takeaways here on Zolak and Bertrand. Ted in today, McCone in today. This is it. This is the end of you're not back. Tomorrow it's Gasper.
Yep.
Jones is coming back end of the week. That should be a real treat. After Wednesday's Celtics game, Jones will be back in here on Thursday. So I'm halfway looking forward to that because it is always entertaining. McCone, are you back at any point this week?
No, I'm done with Arkane the rest of the week. Yeah.
Wow. All right, then. Well, it was great to have you guys here today.
Appreciate you having us.
What do we have on tap here for a takeaway?
We got something.
Okay. Well, the good news is there's going to be excellent top-flight coaching on that side of the ball, and they're going to be able to get those guys up to speed.
Gotcha.
No time at all. Matt Patricia's going to get in there.
Yeah.
When Matt Patricia gets under the hood, he really gets to business, right? He gets down to brass tacks, man. He nuts and bolts. He boils it down, simplifies it, makes it easy to comprehend, and he communicates it in a way that's really just flawless. Either that or when he gets under the hood, his ass crack sticks out. I don't know what it is. It's one or the other.
Solid take right there.
Yeah,
bro.
Matt Patricia.
Not high on Patricia.
As I said, they're fluffing him for the head coaching job. That's what they're doing.
They are, man.
Propping him up. Getting him ready.
They are. Get ready, fans, because that's a succession plan right there. So, ass crack and all, man.
Yep. can't wait for that. No, but he did. He did have a huge involvement in the Devontae Parker deal, according to some reports out there.
He was on it before anybody else was.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really unique.
He was the only one that thought, hey, let's call the Dolphins after they bring in Tyreek Hill.
Hey, they just signed
signed
one of the best receivers in the sport, and they had another guy they drafted high. They might be willing to move one of their guys. We should call them.
Genius.
And lo and behold, they picked up the phone.
Rocket scientist.
There you go, man.
Yeah. Congrats. Bam. All right, back tomorrow. Gasper is in here tomorrow, as is Alex Barth. That's tomorrow here on the show. Felger Maz for next. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMAS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.